You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Comedian Jake Donaldson is partially blind or partially sighted, depending on your outlook on life. But what's it really like to be a visually impaired comedian? Well, Jake is taking his show's spectacle to the Edinburgh Fringe, which will make audiences laugh while also dispelling myths about sight loss. He's here today to tell us about his career and the show. Hi Jake, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you tell us about your sight loss story?
Yeah, of course. So I was born in the 90s, and quite early on my parents realised that I couldn't see very well. And then I was diagnosed with rod cone dystrophy when I was about 8 or 9 or something like that. And my eyesight's sort of gotten worse as I've gotten older. And it's kind of now I'm in my early 30s. And over the last couple of years, I've noticed a decline, and I've started having to sort of take my eyesight a bit more seriously and pay attention to what I am struggling to see these days. And you started walking with a white cane and using sort of more aids than I used to have to use when I was younger. So yeah, I've sort of only recently started identifying as visually impaired, even though I probably should have been saying that for quite a long time.
And you've been doing stand-up for quite a few years now, ever since you were a teenager. When did you first fall in love with stand-up?
When I was a younger teenager, my parents used to watch a lot of classic British sitcoms and things like Fawlty Towers and Blackadder and things like that. And I always really enjoyed watching those with my parents. And then I think probably the first stand-up that I watched would have been a old video of Billy Connolly or Victoria Wood. And I remember laughing so much at these people just on a stage doing something on their own. And my parents loved it so much that I became hooked on that. All my friends were spending all of their pocket money on tickets to go and see like the next big band. And I was sort of made fun of in my friendship circle a little bit because I spent all of my pocket money on tickets to go and see comedians off the telly. And that became sort of an obsession of mine when I was a teenager. I joined the Comedy Society at my university because I thought it would just be a case of going and meeting other people who were really interested in comedy. And I didn't realise at first that Comedy Society was mainly for people who wanted to perform comedy. So I turned up and they were all talking about putting on a gig, and I sort of panicked and then eventually got up the courage to take part. I kept gigging, and now 12 years later I'm still doing it, and it's a job.
You have had specials on Amazon Prime and Next Up, and you've been to the Fringe previously. You perform at comedy clubs across the UK, so you've got great comedy chops. But how did it feel the first time you talked about sight loss to a comedy audience?
It's relatively recently that I started talking about it on stage. Up until just after the lockdowns ended, and obviously comedy didn't happen for 18 months while there were no gigs for me to do, and I'd kind of, during that time period, sort of thought a lot more about what I wanted to do if I went back to comedy when things opened up again. And in my first couple of gigs back, I started talking about my eyesight. And I remember finding it quite weird because to look at me, most people wouldn't assume that I was visually impaired because I don't have anything sort of visibly different about my eyes. You know, I wear very thick glasses, but I think other than that, people might just assume that I look normal. And then when I talk about it on stage, the first few times I did it, I could tell that the audience sort of weren't quite sure about it. Like they weren't sure if they could laugh. I think almost if I turned up on stage with a guide dog and a white cane and some sunglasses on, they would have been sort of more willing to hear material about visual impairment from someone who presented that way. So I found it quite interesting that it's almost like they weren't sure that I was telling the truth. Since then, I found ways of discussing it and telling people. And I sort of discussed that in the show and why people sort of feel awkward around laughing at visual impairment when it comes from somebody who they don't necessarily see as being visually impaired straight away.
Yeah, absolutely. And now Spectacle focuses on your sight loss. What's been the process of deciding how far to push certain jokes about sight loss?
That's a good question. I think my last show, which was called Neurotica, I did, that's the one that's on Amazon Prime and Next Up, and I did that show at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2022, and then I took it on tour. And then almost immediately, as soon as the tour finished, I think the next week I started writing Spectacle because I have to have something to focus on at all times. I think I struggle to not have a project on. So I guess I've been writing it for about a year and a half, something like that. And It's been a bit of a learning curve for me, learning sort of how to write a full hour show that's sort of almost all about visual impairment and eyesight. And there's certainly, when I've been previewing it in different places, there's certainly bits that I've written and I've gone, oh, I think that's a funny like little routine about something that happens to me or something that I know is to do with eyesight or whatever. And then there's certainly been audiences that have pulled away from some jokes because I think they don't like laughing at it, which is weird because it's, I'm standing there going, this is the thing that's happened to me and I think it's funny, so therefore you should be able to laugh at that. It's certainly interesting to work out where the line is with audiences and how far I can do material, because I'm not like an offensive comedian or like I don't really say anything particularly uncomfortable or anything like that, but there's just certain things that I think people don't like hearing about disability, which I think is a bit sad in a way. I think we should celebrate differences and people should be happy to hear from somebody who's had a different experience to them, and they you should all be able to laugh at experiences regardless of whether you've had them or not, I think.
And as someone who's done the Fringe before, do you have any tips for other blind or partially sighted people who will be navigating the chaos as audience members or performers?
Yeah, well, if anyone who's been to Edinburgh before will know, it's difficult to get around even for people with full vision. It's a very old city and it's got lots of cobbles and weirdly shaped curbs and things like that. So there are really good things available from the Fringe Society in terms of seeing shows. There are quite a lot of audio described shows now at the Fringe. My show is audio described, and there's a way of searching on the Fringe guide and the Fringe app. If you're looking for shows, you can filter them by audio description, so you can make it easier to find shows that are accessible in that way. I would say as well, for anyone, regardless of visual impairment, try and plan your day and make yourself aware of where you might need to go and give yourself extra time to get between venues because it's so busy in Edinburgh during the Fringe that what looks on paper on Google Maps as like a 5 minute walk because of the crowds will actually end up taking you 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And that's multiplied again for people who have mobility issues. So I think a good level of planning is always important for Edinburgh Fringe, I think.
And where can people come and see Spectacle, and what is your elevator pitch?
Well, the show is on every day of the Edinburgh Fringe apart from the 12th because I'm having a day off. It's at 6:40 in the evening at Just the Tonic's Mash House venue, lovely little 50-seater in an attic room. I guess the elevator pitch would be it's stand-up comedy about sight loss that uses not just stand-up and storytelling, but theatre and sound and light to create a show that really is a spectacle to try and highlight stories from my experiences of sight loss and those of my friends with sight loss to try and show that we can have a laugh about that kind of thing and still highlight issues around accessibility.
Fantastic. And where can people buy tickets and learn more about you?
Tickets are available from edfringe.com. If you search Edinburgh Fringe on Google, it'll be the first thing that comes up, and then just put my show title into the search bar, and you can buy tickets on there. The shows also pay what you want as well, so you can buy a ticket in advance on the website, or you can turn up at the door of the venue on the day of the show. And if there are tickets still available at that point, you'll be allowed to come in for free, and then you can donate at the end if you want to give money for the show. And if you want to know about me, you can find me on all the social media. I'm at Donaldson Comedy on most things. On TikTok and Instagram are the best places to follow me. And you can see clips of my stand-up on those channels. And I've got some stuff on YouTube as well if you search my name. And obviously the special on Amazon Prime as well.
Well, thank you so much, Jake Donaldson, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about your Edinburgh Fringe comedy show, Spectacle.
Thank you very much for having me.